minutes after 9 o'clock. Look who's standing right in front of me here like she does every Monday. Katie from Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. Good morning.
Morning, Bill, and happy fall.
Happy fall. Yeah, we're officially into it. Showed up on Saturday, I guess, about 1:50 in the morning.
Yeah, it kind of feels like it today.
So, yeah, it does, and it kind of looks like it, too.
Yeah.
Java Jump, let's talk about it.
Oh, boy.
A lot of people out on the street that I saw moving around, even in spite of the weather. You said these businesses had a really good turnout.
From what I could tell, and the businesses I did get to, there was some good foot traffic, and that is our goal.
Gotta love that.
Yeah. And so it was awesome. I dragged my mom with me.
How did that go?
Bless her heart.
Yeah, how did that go?
Well, you know, every time we stopped at some place, we were there for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It was awesome. I spent way too much money, and that was the whole goal.
So Linda took one for the team.
She did. In other words, bless her heart. She was a trooper.
She's awesome.
But it was awesome. And every business, I want to thank from the bottom of my heart for making this a success. Without it, without you guys, couldn't do it.
How many Java Jumps do you do? Do you do a couple per year? Is that kind of the staple?
Well, they're called differently, but we try to do one a quarter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect.
And I know I've heard feedback from some of the other businesses. Can you do it every month?
We'd love to have this going on every month. So Java Jump, you know, successful Java Jump. That's history. That's in the books.
Yep.
What's coming up?
Holy moly, we have, Science School Homecoming's coming up on October 7th.
Pumped up for that.
Pretty sure I am, too. There's a parade at 10. Football's at 1:30, and then there's a tailgate. Let's not forget the tailgate. It's all about food in my world.
Right.
That starts at 11:30.
All right.
So lots of stuff going on, I know, down at the campus on October 7th. Those are just the things that I wrote down.
Kim will be in here, too, I think. Yeah, we always talk Rotary the first Wednesday.
Sure.
So I'm sure she'll have something as far as the Alumni Foundation goes too.
Yeah.
So.
And then Mix and Mingle is October 12th,
okay.
Which is, I think they used to call it Business After Hours.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they just changed it to Mix and Mingle.
I like Mix and Mingle better. It sounds less like stuffy.
We're going with a skeleton theme, so you'll get to see me in a skeleton costume.
Okay.
So that'll be, you know, a draw right there.
I'd show up just to see that.
And that's from 5 to 7, again, on October 12th. And it's open to the public, so come visit.
Okay.
$10 in advance or $15 at the door.
Man, and that's a good way to network.
It is.
That's kind of the purpose of all that.
Yes. So we're shooting for about 25 businesses to come in and represent and showcase what they have. And then they're going to be giving prizes away. There's two big prizes at the end of the event. Two $500 Chamber Bucks drawings.
Nice.
So get your name in there. And then, of course, all the businesses will probably do their own type of drawing. So it'll be an event to remember.
A lot of activity. And then when we're done with that, you can come back. We can talk the holidays.
Oh, I know.
And everything you got going on for the holidays.
And there's lots going on. So
you are busy.
Lots to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah. One of the busiest people in town.
And I love it.
Katie Ruber from Wapton Breckenridge Chamber. Always great to have you in here. Glad Java Jump went well.
Yeah,
and stop back next Monday. We'll talk again.
Absolutely.
It's Katie from the Wapton Chamber. We talk with her each and every Monday at this time. Here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
I never ask you where you're going. I never ask you where you've been.